This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Also, I want to know, do you feel like there should be more registries out there? We're going to explore that here in a moment. When I say registries, I mean we've got the sex offender registries in every single state in the union. And now there's a new registry that they've come up with. What else? What other crimes do you think should be registered? The individuals that are involved there. 1-800-259-9231. And of course, as always, you bring up whatever you want. Also, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site is totally free. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Okay, so we're going to start right in here. Oh, by the way, coming up, actually, we have some good news for once about the San Francisco gun ban that went into effect, or was supposed to go into effect earlier this year. That's on the way here tonight, as well as your calls, your emails, 800-259-9231. So, the news from StopTheDrugWar.org, under a package of bills passed by the Illinois legislature and signed Sunday by Governor Rod Blagojevich, people convicted of making methamphetamine will now join sex offenders as social pariahs, so feared that the state will keep a registry of their names available to the public via the internet. The registry will include the person's name, age, offense, conviction date, and the county where he was convicted. Tennessee became the first state to create a meth cook registry last year, which is news to me. I wasn't aware of it. And now has more than 400 names on its list, according to the State Bureau of Investigation. Similar legislation's pending in Georgia, Oklahoma, Washington, and West Virginia. A bill in Oregon would require the state to alert residents when a meth maker is released into their area. And since 2003, Montana has included meth makers on its sexual and violent offender registry without listing them separately. The registry could be used to prevent convicted meth manufacturers from finding a place to live by providing a one-stop shopping to see if someone has a record, said a spokeswoman for Governor Rod. Quote, a landlord could use this to...
What is the problem with that? I mean, that a landlord might be informed as to whether somebody has a crime or not. I think that would it be a problem if an employer knows? I don't really see particularly the problem with that. I don't know.
Well, I think that once you're done serving your time for whatever crime it is that you've convicted, whether it be a sex offense or making methamphetamine, really you can do your you can do the check to see if somebody has a criminal background, but I think that's different from having a registry where people, you know, have to sort of keep up to date with where they're living. If they move, they have to inform the authorities. It's just yet another tether, another tie on these individuals' freedoms. And here we are, we're seeing it spread from the original idea of sex offenders
right now
to methamphetamine manufacturers. How far is this going to go?
I understand what you're saying about people having to register all the time and constantly having this ball and chain around their neck. Could be for 20 years ago or something like that. But another thing that pops to my mind when you ask questions like that is... it's against the law, for instance, for sex offenders to go working as child care workers.
Now,
okay. I don't know whether this is a good idea or not. There's certainly different types of sex offenders. One guy could have been peeing behind a tree. Another guy could be molesting 100 kids.
Right.
I don't want the guy that molested 100 kids working at my daycare center.
Okay.
So I think that that's a good thing.
Okay. This isn't we're not talking about criminal backgrounds. A landlord or a business owner that runs a criminal background check on an individual is going to come up with whatever information that guy or lady might have on themselves. We're talking about a separate registry open to the public so anybody can go in and find out who's made methamphetamine in the past or who was convicted for making methamphetamine. So another side effect of this is actually... a pretty positive one for meth users. I mean, if you're a meth user and your drug dealer gets busted, you can just punch up the methamphetamine registry and maybe see if there's some formerly convicted meth makers living in your neighborhood. That way you can walk down to their house and, you know, knock on their door, see if they're back in business.
Well, the only real difference between this and the stuff that's available probably online in general about people's records is, A, how easy it is it for people to find, because they can go to one website where the information's collected,
right.
And B, they're updated
their updated
address and that kind of thing. That's the only difference as to what's going on, as far as the registry goes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to register. A sex offender would
have
to register.
True. There's also the laws that are behind the sex offender and possibly the meth people now having to update their information. So, again, therefore, they're now being forced to essentially be a serf of the state, of the government for the rest of their lives. And that seems wrong to me. Anyway, the governor, Governor Rod also signed three other bills, two of which create draconian penalties for meth-related offenses. One doubles the penalty for meth distribution or the distribution of meth precursors. A second increases to 15 years the sentence for people engaged in identification theft to purchase meth ingredients, et cetera, et cetera. Third one allows hospitals to report suspicious burns believed caused by meth-making accidents to state fire marshals, who can in turn report it to local investigators. So another thing that Governor Rod has done there is he's, once again, destroyed the expectation that some people might have that their medical conditions will be remaining private. When you go in and you see a doctor and you tell him certain things, it used to be expected that that was kind of privileged information that only the doctor was supposed to know. Well, now there's a law that says that they can snitch out on their patients, which is also pretty...
I think that's pretty wrong.
Pretty disturbing. Let's see. These laws make it easier to track meth crimes and help us prosecute people who are continuing to make and sell meth, especially in areas where meth has become a problem, particularly in more rural communities, said the spokesperson for the governor. Quote from the governor, methamphetamine is one of the most addictive and dangerous drugs on the street. We need to do everything possible to put a stop to the scourge of meth. The bill passed with little debate or objection, and no one spoke up for the meth users. Well, I'll speak up for the meth users. They deserve privacy just like everybody else does. And I'm sorry, just because you've been convicted of a crime in the past does not destroy your Fourth Amendment right to privacy. It does not destroy your right to be intruded upon by this government for the remainder of your life.
I would say that you know that I don't agree with the drug war, period, and I don't think that there should be drug crimes like meth. So, obviously, I don't agree with the meth website there.
Do agree with the sex offender registry. And this is the problem,
I'm trying to figure out something wrong with it, and I really can't. The second thing I'd like to say about that is, if you were convicted of a sex crime after the sex offender registry went into existence...
Mm-hmm.
I think you have nothing to complain about because it existed. You knew that it was. You had the opportunity to find out that it was part of the punishment,
right? Because everybody always finds out about all the laws that are in the land, right?
Well,
because everybody knows what all the laws are. Everybody just sits down and does research before they go out and commit a crime.
If you don't know that there's a life sentence sitting behind a murder charge, is it okay if you kill somebody? Then?
I didn't say it was okay at all. We're not talking about whether or not the crime is wrong. I think touching small children is certainly a wrong thing. However, I don't think that individual should be traced for the remainder of their lifetime.
Do you think that somebody should get a life sentence who kills somebody if they didn't know that there was a life sentence for killing somebody?
I think that that's the business of the state to decide what
the business of the state to decide what the punishment is.
And I think it's outrageous.
Okay.
Do you feel like there should be other crimes? Because this is just the tip of the iceberg.
It is. You're right about that.
Do you feel like there should be other crimes that should have a registry attached to them? Should individuals, I don't know, we've got sex crimes down at this point. Should individuals who've been convicted of robbery, should there be a robbery registry? That way anybody who wants to can go on to the robbery.com, robbers.com, and punch in their zip code and find out who's living on their streets that's committed armed robbery before. Should every single crime have a registry? Why don't we just go all out and have a all crimes registry and make it so every single person that's ever been convicted of a crime, whether or not they were wrongfully convicted, which is a whole other factor, everyone who's ever been convicted of a crime, just in a nice little central public database so we can all just access it and find out all kinds of dirt on everybody that we know. I can't stand this idea.
That would do is then it would muddy the water so thoroughly that no one would ever look at any of these sites because everybody would be on them.
1-800-259-9231. No, not everybody would be on them, and there's plenty of busybodies that absolutely would look at these websites. What do you think? Do you feel like there should be more registries, or do you think that we've already gone too far and we need to get rid of the ones that we have? 800-259-9231, or you bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and, most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit. A collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring out, well, whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Though my question is still on the table. Do you feel like there should be other crimes that have registries attached to them? We have the sex offender registry. Now they have meth offender registries. One's already been created in Tennessee. Illinois is about to create one for themselves. Other states are looking at it. What do you think? 800-259-9231. But we go to the phones because this is the show about your calls. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Porkfest 2006. Get firsthand information about the Free State and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting June 23rd. For details, visit porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T freetalklive.com. And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can get signed up for our updates, updates.freetalklive.com. They're free, and we clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Ladies first, to Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon. I tell you, we've got a real problem first. I think that there are some things that we can do to help this problem is to stop the government from bringing in the drugs to begin with.
Well, now, hold on a second. You mean illegal drugs? Is that what
you're saying? Oh, yeah, they bring them in all the time, yeah.
Okay. How are we going to do that, Paula?
Well, the people have got to set this government straight and tell them this is going to happen, and this is going. We are the government. We run this country. Mm-hmm. We tell them what we want done.
Why don't we try this? How about we just legalize all drugs? How about that?
No.
Why?
Drugs can destroy you.
Okay. Have you ever been to Walmart before? I mean, there's lots of drugs on the shelf that can destroy you there, and they're all fully legal. Should we make those illegal too?
To help people to know what they need to do to help themselves so this doesn't happen.
So what doesn't happen?
That they don't get involved in this stuff, to be able to go somewhere and say, I need some help before, mm-hmm. I end up in trouble.
I agree.
But the thing is...
I'm totally with you on allowing people to access help if they decide that's what they want. And you know what, Paula? I actually agree with you, finally, for once, that the government, at a number of levels, including federal, state, and local, certain law enforcement officials are absolutely involved in bringing drugs into the country, distributing them via... approved channels, essentially. There's no doubt about it that there are certain sheriffs in America, there are DEA agents that are, no doubt about it, involved in importing and selling drugs. However, Paula, if you would just try and look at this for one moment, if we were to legalize drugs, then the government would not at all be bringing drugs into the country because it wouldn't be a profitable business for them anymore, and all of the drugs would be created by manufacturers in controlled environments and sold in department stores and pharmacies and that sort of thing. Now, what's wrong with that?
But the thing is, the government wants people to do this because when they get them into prison, this is their slave camp. They're making money off these prisoners like you would not believe.
Well, that much is true. The United States is the largest. I think we have the most incarcerated per capita of any other developed nation
by a good stretch
in the world, and that's pretty frightening. And I agree with you, Paula. The government's certainly not going to walk away from the drug war very easily. It's going to be a huge fight, but calling for drugs to be illegal is just helping them, Paula, by saying
that you think
drugs should be illegal.
True.
You're giving them power.
But we need to let people know that we don't want these drugs in this country.
That's not true. That's not true, Paula. You know what? If you don't want the drugs in this country, that's your opinion. But there are millions of Americans, millions of marijuana smokers, and probably a few million cocaine users and other hard drug users that absolutely do want these drugs in the country. They do want to purchase these products, and they will continue to purchase them, whether or not they're illegal or not.
Well, they're just screwed up is what's wrong with them.
That's your opinion, Paula. There are plenty of responsible drug users out there in the world. I don't know if you've ever met any of
medical,
them.
For medical purposes, that's one thing.
No, I'm talking about recreational purposes. Paula,
well,
do you drink alcohol?
They're screwed up if they think this is really going to help them, because all it's going to do is damage their brain.
Nobody's ever said that using drugs for recreational purposes is intended to help. It's just something that some people do for fun. Do you drink alcohol?
Nope.
Okay. Have you ever?
Nope.
Really? Do you know anybody that does?
Some of my family did, but I mean, not like, not a heavy thing or nothing. I mean, just occasionally.
Well, there are people who occasionally use drugs for the same reasons why people occasionally use alcohol.
There is a way that you can help yourself to not go in that direction, to go and get the help that you need if you have some type of problem so that they can get rid of it.
Do you believe, Paula, that everybody who uses drugs has a problem?
Well, if they know this is going to damage them, they do it on purpose, there's something wrong.
Do they know it's going to damage them, or is that just what the government says?
I think they do, yeah.
I think this
world has gotten to a point that, I mean, what's happening to us and what's happening around the world, I mean, it has gotten so bad that I think a lot of these people do this to run away from what's really happening. They can't face it.
Well, that may be the case. I mean, there are certainly, with any drug, whether it be alcohol or an illegal drug, there are absolutely abusers. There are people that certainly use those drugs to run away from their lives, to flush reality and get away for a while, regardless of the legality of the drug. But there are also people that just use it for pure fun. There are individuals who are responsible. They may have very well-paying jobs during the daytime.
Being responsible, damaging your brain from it, is being responsible?
Where did you hear that drugs damage your brain, Paula? Is
there
it from the government commercials?
As a matter of fact, alcohol. Do you know that one alcoholic drink kills 10,000 brain cells?
I find that really hard to
it's
believe.
It's true, hon. It's in the medical evidence.
Well, there's also medical evidence that says drinking wine can help you avoid a heart attack.
I'm saying a lot. Is what I'm saying.
You just said one drink.
Well,
you just
they said one.
One
can kill 10,000, but they
10?
your outer cells regenerate. Your inner cells don't.
Huh? Look. Just because there's evidence out there that says that abusing drugs is going to do damage, and certainly if you abuse anything, you're going to probably do damage to yourself, whether or not it's alcohol, cigarettes, or eating too much of a certain kind of food, you're likely to harm yourself in some way. But if you use in a responsible manner, in an occasional manner, actually there have been people, one of our listeners told me the other day that he did, he's done LSD 150 times in his life.
Oh.
And this is a listener that I have a lot of respect for. He's a really intelligent guy, as a matter of fact. Now, I'm not recommending that. I'm not saying that to say go ahead and go out and do that drug. I'm just saying that there are counterindications to the claims that the government makes. Just because the government says it's dangerous doesn't mean that it's true. Paula, any other thoughts?
Well, yes. I want to let y'all know we have contacted the FBI about Orrin Hatch and also about... the U.S. Attorney General was notified of the crime that was going on. I called you about this, about the aspartame poisoning.
Yeah, and I didn't really want to go back there with you.
There's a website you need to go to.
Nah, that's all right. Thanks for the call, Paula. Bye-bye now. 800-259-9231. She just gave out the World Health Organization website. Isn't that funny? Did you hear that?
I wasn't.
Tried to slip that in there?
I didn't hear where it was that she was sending us now.
Yeah, she sent us to the World Health Organization. Now, whoa! Paula, the World Health Organization is the UN.
Ah,
yeah.
Even a bigger government.
A big world government. And the UN, if you don't like the UN, you shouldn't like the World Health Organization, and you really should be awfully skeptical of any information that comes out of there. They are a politically motivated bureaucracy that simply releases reports of political sway, to sway people's opinions on things. And just because there's doctors working at the WHO doesn't give it extra legitimacy. It's still a bureaucracy. So I say flush it. 800-259-9231, your thoughts here. Still want to know about the registries. We're going to talk to, I think, George in D.C. about that coming up here. The sex registries, the meth registries, what's coming next? Robbery registries? You tell me. 800-259-9231. And, of course, we're going to talk about recreational drug use since that's come up. Or whatever's on your mind. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. On our site, you'll find live streams. The broadband version of the show is there. Dial-up version, both of them are totally free. Go to freetalklive.com and take advantage of them. Again, the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. We go right to the phones, to the fun, to George in D.C. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, George.
I think there ought to be a marijuana registry. You know what?
Hey, there's another idea. That was my question earlier, was what other sorts of registry should we have? We've got sex registries. They're creating meth registries now. And there you go. I mean, there was over 700,000 marijuana users arrested last year. People got to know these things.
Think about it, Ian. It'll be like a Yellow Pages for potheads, man. It'll be competition to the stoner market.
Yeah, what an interesting way. I mean, if you were, for instance, a dealer, you could go around and just kind of poke through the marijuana registry and just go and ring people's doorbells and maybe pick up some extra business or something like that.
Yeah, but they ought to be like just voluntary, just to solve the argument between you and man, which it might as well get the government out, because the busybodies would just make their own registries anyway.
They might just.
Indeed. George, anything else on your mind?
In Northern Virginia, if you run out on your tab, you get shot by the cops.
Oh, my.
And in February, this cop shot a 16-year-old teenager, I think, with three of his other friends as they were leaving out. And the cop jumped in front of the car, but the cop had plenty of time to get out of the way, it ruled. The cop was shooting the teenagers as they were trying to flee in their Jeep after skipping out on their tab.
Oh, this was, yeah, we talked about that story. It was in an IHOP.
Yeah, he claimed they were trying to run him over.
Yeah, it was a bunch of crap. Thanks for the call, George. Appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. You know, when
run him over from behind.
When he mentioned the cops, I thought of a registry that I would support.
What's that?
A cop registry. How about a bad cop registry to protect the good ones that might be out there, the ones that haven't been caught yet? But, I mean, we get story after story. There are bad cop stories that we don't read just because we just don't have time. We get them every single week. I mean, let's have a bad cop registry where all cops that have been convicted of crimes, whatever the crime is, I don't care what the crime is, should have to register their location whenever they move and follow them around everywhere they go.
Well,
how about that?
At that point, they're not going to be cops again, so I don't see why it is that you would care so much. Perhaps like one of those my cheating ex.
Well, now,
wait, 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 wait. well, perhaps like one of those My Cheating Ex websites where you can say, hey, this girl, she's a bad girl, she cheated on me or whatever, and tell the little story. You could have a rogue cop website where you mention real cops that are that are still employed now, mm-hmm. and bad experiences that you'd had or good experiences that you had with them, and that way people could give feedback on the police in their local area. How's that?
There is a rat website out there that lists snitches and that sort of thing in real life. I don't know if they list bad cops or not on that website as well, but not a bad idea, Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Now let's continue here to Dave in Oregon. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Hey.
Well, I was just wanting to comment on the methamphetamine issue.
Yeah.
That I think I've been kind of noticing how it appears that the police in areas do not want to deal with the methamphetamine issue traditionally as they would normal drug issues. And they kind of avoid it because once a meth house is busted, per se, it kind of damages the property value of the house because... Sorry, I got a cold here.
That's okay. Not a problem.
Because I was talking to a chemist about this, that the methyl chains get in the kind of molecules... pretty much get into everything in the house.
Really?
So, yeah, and that's why most houses have to be condemned, and it's very unprofitable.
Well, what do they do when they get in? The molecules get into the house. I mean, what do? Just have a little party in there, dance around, have a...
Yeah, I mean, stick around. I mean, you pretty much have to, like, rip everything out.
So does it stink?
Well, I would imagine so. I mean, most of the chemicals they use in there, like, pretty much stink. You know, the famous... you probably heard about the Dare Cops... passing around, one of the active chemicals of that pretty much smells like cat urine.
I did know that they want to pretty much build their labs as far away from others as possible,
yeah.
Because if you're downwind from a meth lab, you can absolutely smell it.
I see.
Oh,
yeah.
Those chemicals are intense.
Yeah, and pretty much it's very unprofitable, and you'd kind of obviously see it's more profitable to bust marijuana users because they have, you know, goods. You know, TVs and such that can be auctioned off, they aren't contaminated and whatnot. And so it seems that it got to a point of extremity where then they have to do these draconian measures instead of just handling it in a traditional manner.
Let me ask you, Dave, while we have you on here, you seem to have an interest in these sorts of things. Have you ever used any drugs for recriminating purposes?
Well, that's kind of a self-incriminating, thing.
Nobody knows who you are, Dave. You're just Dave from Oregon.
But anyways, I'm going to pretty much differentiate down the line that...
Nice dodge.
But anyways, there are drugs that are not addictive. That mm-hmm. is, they do not jack up your dopamine levels in your brain and throw off your pleasure centers. Pretty much that we're designed to gain pleasure, generate dopamine from things like eating, procreating. So, the species continues on, pretty much. That's
okay.
And, pretty much, things like cocaine, crack, which is a form of cocaine.
It is.
And methamphetamine jack up these pleasure centers, like, produce so much more dopamine in the brain that it can handle. They did studies, quote-unquote studies, where they measure the amount of dopamine generated in, like, primates' brains. And once they give these things, they're so much farther greater than... smoking was like kind of up there.
So it shows on a scale how much more addictive these sorts of things are. Now, of course, just because they're so addictive doesn't mean that they should be illegal.
Well, yes, they should because they compromise the autonomy of the individual. That because these are so addictive, they throw off the balance in someone's mind, like pretty much chemically, and how important things as like eating.
I understand that, but when a drug's illegal,
they should be restricted or monitored, by registries.
Dave, when drugs are illegal, then we're putting these people in jail.
But not all drugs. I'm saying that drugs...
But when the drugs you're talking about, crack and methamphetamine, when they're illegal, we're putting these people in jail that are using them, and that's not going to help them at all.
That doesn't work. Exactly.
Think they should be illegal and then forced into treatment?
Well, I think... Well, you see, that's a sticky question. I mean, I'm not one to say that we should implement solution X and only solution X.
But wait a minute. When you call for something to be illegal, there must be some sort of consequence in the law.
Exactly.
Otherwise, there's no point in making it illegal.
Well,
so what do you think should happen to these individuals?
Well, from the people I talk to who are in, like, the healthcare system, they pretty much steadfastly believe in treatment, and they tell all these, you know, horror stories of talking to people in the penal system who, like, honestly believe that, you know, people just need to believe more in God, you know, and, like...
Oh, whatever really, that's all about. But
yeah, I know, but it's... They pretty much state that, you know, these treatments are proven to work.
There's no doubt that treatment works, but my problem is forcing people into it. Look, if we legalize drugs, these drugs would become very affordable, and it wouldn't make, these crackheads would not be robbing people. Dave, thanks for the call. The crackheads wouldn't be robbing people to get the money they need to feed their habit. And then if they wanted to seek help, then they should be free to do that. 1-800-259-9231. What's wrong with that? This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Take control.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves with the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. The listener map is there. You can add yourself to it or just scroll all around the world and find out where over 1,300 of our listeners are located. Map.freetalklive.com will get you straight to it. That's map.freetalklive.com. And, of course, it is totally free. Just to recap what I was getting at in that last segment there with the phone call with Dave from Oregon, Dave was concerned that because some drugs are really addictive, that they should be made illegal, they should continue to be illegal. And he's right. There are drugs that are really, honestly, very addictive. I mean, the crack cocaine, no doubt about it, it holds some serious power over the individuals that smoke it.
Sure.
Of course, nicotine's pretty addictive as well, and, well, I guess there are some people calling for that to be outlawed, but we certainly would never do that. And we call for true drug freedom, freedom of choice here on Free Talk Live. Look, we know it's dangerous. We know that crack can kill. I mean, some crack smokers have heart attacks when they smoke crack.
Sure.
Because it's a stimulant, essentially. And so get your pulse racing, and if your little heart can't handle it, then bye-bye.
Well, if your heart can handle it, then try some heroin and cocaine together. That'll sure to bump you off.
Boy, good times. Obviously these drugs are dangerous. Obviously the addictions are profound, and the individuals that are addicted really do need to find some help. However, the answer is not to force them into it. As strange as that might seem, when you force a drug addict into a clinic, it just really, I think, will make them resent the fact that they've been forced into treatment.
Yeah, I don't think that you're really going to see anybody. They have to hit their own bottom.
That's right.
That's what the 12-step programs say all along, is that somebody has to hit their own bottom. And trying to force them in a 12-step program isn't going to help them. It isn't going to cure them. It may help them a little bit and push them along. I'm not sure. But what it does is it ruins the program for everyone, because the only requirement for membership in a 12-step program is the desire to stop using. And if you don't have it, you shouldn't be there.
If you've been forced to be there by a court decree, then you're not the right person to be in that group.
Right.
So throwing people in jail is not the answer. Forcing them into treatment is not the answer. The true answer to allow people to find health once again in their lives is to allow them to hurt themselves. It's the only way. You can beg and plead with a drug addict. You can cajole and persuade as much as you like. And if they aren't ready, whether it's cigarettes or crack, if they aren't ready to stop, then all of your cajoling will essentially fall on deaf ears. So just give it up. And let's legalize these products so they can purchase them at an affordable rate. And let them, that way they'll hit, maybe they'll hit bottom quicker. You know, instead of drawing it out a little bit while they, you know, if you smoke crack, I remember I was, back in my college days, I was in a film class, and one of the other people that I knew had made a college film about a crackhead. You know, how he would smoke crack, and then essentially as soon as he was done putting his crack bowl down, his crack pipe down, he'd run out to go and get some more crack from from his dealer. Because once you're down, man, you it's like he was talking about, those endorphins, those dopamine levels rise, and then they shoot back down, and so you crash, essentially. You got to get more crack. So you run out, get some more from the dealer, but if you don't have enough money, then you might have to perform sexual favors or go and rob somebody's house to get the money. And all of these problems that are associated with drug use would vanish if we were to legalize them, because they'd be able to go and get as big of a supply as they wanted to for pennies on the dollar compared to what they're paying now. And go ahead, let them hurt themselves and let them get themselves down and hit bottom. And then when they seek the help, it'll be there for them. Simple solution. Am I callous for suggesting that? I don't think so, because I think it's more callous to suggest that we should force individuals to do things that we think are right for them. Let's go to the phones. You take control of the airwaves. To Lauren Canario. You're on Free Talk Live, calling on the amplifier line. Hello, Lauren.
How you doing?
Hey, Lauren. Doing great. You're calling from New London, Connecticut, and as always, you usually have some sort of an update for us. The last time we talked, the Kilo 7, the seven homeowners that had been fighting the New London government, who was trying to take their homes from them, the Kilo 7 had dropped to the Kilo Duo, essentially. What's the latest?
That's right. The latest news is only two, Suzette Kilo and Michael Cristofaro, are still holding out against the city. And one of the people who sold is my landlord, and now my new landlord is the NLDC, the New London Development Corporation.
Ugh.
And I got papers offering me $4,000 to move out, and sort of a demand to leave by the 10th of July.
Or else,
the carrot and the stick.
Yeah. They're going to pay you to leave?
Yeah, they want to pay me to leave.
That's a little unusual. I mean, wouldn't you think that they could just cancel your lease and maybe give you your security deposit back and save a little bit of money?
I don't know. I guess that's the way they've done things in the past with the renters in this area.
Huh. They must just want to make sure they're not going to have any trouble from any of the renters.
Sure.
Maybe it's just you, Lauren. Maybe
just you. You're scaring them.
Yeah, maybe they know that you're dangerous. So what's your plan?
Oh, yes. Oh, still working out my strategy. I'll be at Porkfest if anybody wants to, you know, come up to me and give me some advice, what they think I should do. But,
excellent. So you're going to be at Porkfest the week of June 23rd up in New Hampshire.
Right.
So you've got till July, what was it, July 10th to make a decision on this, is that right, or to be out by July 10th?
So far it says be out by July 10th.
And that's because they want to, what, tear down the building?
Presumably, yes.
So you've got a pretty big decision to make. I mean, if you stay there, it's not like you're defending the property owner because he's sold out, so we're interested to know what you end up choosing to do, Lauren.
Yeah, there's a few things that I'm rolling around in the back of my mind here.
Let us know when you make it up. Thanks, Lauren. We appreciate the update, and good luck. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. And, Mark, we're going to talk more about the registries thing because you got an email about sex registries on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
You feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And we give you everything on our website for free, which is unusual in the world of talk radio.
Very.
A lot of our competition would like to get $5, $6, $7 a month out of you to give you access to their stuff. Well, we give it all away at freetalklive.com. In return, we just ask that you shop with us. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and you'll find out that we have a partnership with Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. So if you enter their site through ours by going to amazon.freetalklive.com, virtually anything that you buy on their site, we'll get a percentage of. It doesn't raise your prices. Still the same great Amazon prices. Still the same great free Super Saver shipping deals that they have there. I mean, just awesome categories all over the map, from DVDs to electronics to baby clothes to kitchen supplies. I mean, you name it, they've got it. Amazon.freetalklive.com. So you get your shopping done, get it delivered to your door, and you help Free Talk Live all at the same time. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Mark, let's go to the email box. What have you got for us?
Oh, I've got an email here from Pod99966. I've been meaning to contact you about your view on the sex offender registry. I think once a person has served their sentence, it should be over. Just like any other.
Finally, I agree with Pod on something.
Just like any other crime, from robbery to DUI to murder, sex offenders are the only ones to have lifetime sentences. Well, no, murderers get lifetime sentences too, but I understand what he's saying.
Yes.
And I made the point that.
He means lifetime outside of a jail cell.
He means something. You probably get life probation. I don't know that I've heard of it, but I've certainly heard of people getting 20 years probation,
okay.
Which is almost a guarantee they'll go back to prison.
Yeah.
But the point that I made on it is maybe you do get a life sentence for it, but if you know that that's part of the sentence, if that's what's happening. Now, there's people that were, say, convicted before the registry came out that perhaps this is not fair, mm-hmm. fair to. But the people certainly can't complain that were convicted after the registry.
I know what you think. I want to hear what Pod.
All right. I'm sorry. All right. Whether they agreed to it or not. And even the new sex offenders get a tracking bracelet for life. I'm not aware of the tracking bracelets for all new sex offenders. I was surprised to hear you say that you like the idea of a database that is used to persecute more often. It's used to persecute more often than not, and many times unjustly. Did you know that convicted sex offenders have the second lowest recidivism rate? The lowest is murderers at 1.2. I can't imagine where he got these numbers from, because I haven't seen any numbers this low from anywhere. But I do agree that sex offenders are generally low as far as recidivist rate, and that child sex offenders are higher than regular sex offenders.
Mm-hmm.
And sex offenders at 2.5. I'm not sure where he got these statistics from. I'm not endorsing them. Keep in mind that the state of Florida, and most states, doesn't distinguish between sex crimes. And peeing in public puts you in the same list as molesting children over and over again.
I've done that.
Peed in public?
Yeah, I haven't gotten caught, but
thank goodness that
you're out somewhere.
It wasn't about molesting children.
There's no bathrooms around. What do you got to do?
Yes, especially if designed with a directional spout, you should be able to do that.
Go ahead.
To be designated a predator, the subject must have been found by the court to be a sexual predator. Florida law requires a written court finding for sexual predator status. There's a category between sexual predator and sexual offender. The offender designation applies to any listed sexual offense. So, the really bad people are on the same list as the stupid people, or the wrong place at the wrong time.
Right,
people.
Which means that if some maniac vigilante wants to go after some sex offenders, he might accidentally take out some guy that was peeing behind a tree somewhere. Hour number two is on the way. We'll tell you about a experimenter who was murdered. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you